New York Times confronted at shareholders' meeting for racism, anti-Semitism. By Robert Krajicek on May 3, 2019. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Join Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow to describe his observations when he questioned the New York Times's board of directors about what he described as the news media outlet's anti-white, anti-Semitic, and anti-conservative biases during a Thursday shareholder meeting. Danhoff reflected on the New York Times publication of what he said was an extremely anti-Semitic cartoon framing President Donald Trump as a blind man being led by a seeing-eye dog with the profile of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The imagery was vile, determined Danhoff. Initially, when the Times was called out on this, they didn't even apologize. They just issued some bland statement, and then when the backlash got super fierce, they did apologize and they pulled down the cartoon. Listen. Danhoff recalled, "My whole premise at the shareholder meeting when I confronted A.G. Sulzberger, the publisher of the Times, over this was, it wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a mistake. It was an inevitable result of the ethos that lives within the New York Times." Danhoff described the demeanor of the New York Times's executive board members during the shareholder meeting. "They don't live up to their own standards," assessed Danhoff. "If any conservative wants a really, really good laugh, or maybe a good cry, I highly recommend a New York Times shareholder meeting. Because when they gave their presentation about the state of the company, the preening coming off these individuals about how they are the purveyors of truth, how they have to fight an administration that is anti-truth and anti-press and hostile to the press and creating a hostile working environment for them, and that the chairman of the board, Mr. Sulzberger, was so proud of his son A.G. for standing up to President Trump at the White House and putting his foot down, saying, 'We are not the enemies of the American people.'" Danhoff continued, "You could smell the pomposity coming off of these people, but this is the world they live in. They self-genuflect. They're self-congratulatory, and they do honestly believe, deep down, that they are the purveyors of truth." Danhoff went on, "A.G. Sulzberger said, 'Well, I can't imagine that you want to hear an honest answer, but I'm going to give you one, anyway.'" This is literally how he started his answer. "I've been to 150 shareholder meetings, talking to CEOs across the range of industries. Nobody's ever condescended to me like that. So that just goes to show that when they hear a conservative point of view, like one question, one time a year, at one meeting, that they can't even deal with it, because they never hear from the other side and they don't want to hear from the other side." Danhoff remarked, "That's the point. They don't want my opinion. They don't want what I see as truth. What I was bringing to them were all facts, by the way. All verifiable facts of things that have happened within the New York Times. They're so petulant that they can't even listen to a conservative talking for 2.5 minutes asking about what's going on at the paper. The New York Times exhibits anti-white, anti-Semitic, and anti-conservative biases," concluded Danhoff. In response to the aforementioned cartoon's publication, the New York Times announced it was taking disciplinary steps with the production editor who selected the cartoon for publication and that it will be updating its unconscious bias training to ensure it includes a direct focus on anti-Semitism. In a summary of its 2019 annual shareholder meeting, the New York Times describes itself as possessing editorial independence and integrity. It claims to be entirely fearless, free of ulterior influence and unselfishly devoted to the public welfare. The New York Times also markets itself as committed to give the news impartially, without fear or favor, regardless of party, sector interests involved. "We follow the truth, wherever it leads," claim the New York Times's executives, describing their operation as embracing curiosity and open-minded inquiry. "In all our work, we believe in continually asking questions, seeking out different perspectives and searching for better ways of doing things," declares the New York Times of its claim values. New York Times employees are regularly featured across television news media outlets as journalistic ambassadors. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.